listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in chapter 4 of Matthew. Last week, we stopped at verse 11, and we are going to continue from there and then go on to the end of chapter 4 and into chapter 5. So we give God thanks for this privilege to be gleaning from this great book of the Jewish writer Matthew, who wrote to a Jewish audience about the Jewish Messiah. So we are going to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we are in chapter 4. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, O God, for your word, which is truth, O God. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that we can hold on firmly to your truth and knowing, Almighty God, that we are on the right track. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that we will come to understand your word, that we will apply it unto wisdom. Father God, we pray for understanding for your people, O God, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will practice your word, O God, and without understanding, we cannot practice it. So we pray, O God, that you will enlighten us. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will illuminate your word to us, mighty God. You are the master teacher. You know everything that we need to know, mighty God. So we pray right now that as the revelation of your word comes to us, O God, that it will be for us and for our children, as your word said in Deuteronomy 29:29. It's for us and our children so that we can do the work of the Lord. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that as your word come to us and we understand it, that we will apply it to our daily lives, living the life that truly counts. So we thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. As we look to you by faith and give you thanks, we pray in Jesus' name and we say amen and amen. So we look at verse 11 last week. That was the end of the temptation in the wilderness with Jesus. The devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So we see the ministry of angels in the life of Jesus. So we are going to be looking at verse 12 today of Matthew chapter 4. The word said, "So now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee." So we see, people of God, Jesus heard of John's imprisonment. He departed to Galilee. And look at verse 13 of Matthew 4. "And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali." And Zebulun and Naphtali, those were two of Jacob's sons, and they were allotted. They were given their land in a certain area around the Galilean area. So when the word speak of in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that's where they had gotten their land, their allotment of their land. So it was in that region that Jesus was ministering. So look at verse 14 of Matthew chapter 4. "That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying." So the prophet Isaiah had already prophesied that Jesus would be doing most of his ministry in this region. Look at verse 15. "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles." And people of God, this was prophesied so many years before Christ came. This was prophesied over 700 years before Christ came. And we see this in Isaiah 9:1-2. Isaiah 9:1-2. The word said, nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. So there is always, people of God, hope for the children of God. There is always hope for God's people. So Jesus Christ is our blessed hope. Jesus Christ is the hope of all nations. So we see, people of God, it was prophesied that he would come and he would minister in that region around the Galilean area, in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. So we see, children of God, the word of God had to be fulfilled. The word said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying. So we see every prophecy of the Bible has to be fulfilled. And Jesus came. He did not come to abolish the laws or the prophets, but he came to fulfill. So every word that was written about him had to be fulfilled. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 4. The people who sat in darkness has seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and shadows of death, light has dawned. So people of God, Christ is the light of the world. Christ, the light of the world, has come. He is the great light that the prophet prophesied about. He is the light of the world. In him is life. And the life in him is the light of men, people of God. We have to come to understand that Jesus is the only one that can truly guide us in this life. He is the true light. He is the only one that will not cause us to stumble, children of God. The word of God tells us in Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So, children of God, we have to understand that God's word is here to illuminate our path. Christ is the light of the world. He said, I am the light of the world. If any man come after me, he shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If we follow Christ, if we imitate him, if we walk by faith and trust his word, children of God, we will have the light of life. We will not walk in darkness. And the light came, people of God. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. He came unto the Jewish people, but they did not receive him. And so, people of God, the word said, as many as receive him, the Gentile decided to receive him. The Gentile decided, people of God, to follow the true light. So we see, children of God, that Christ came to his own, but they refused to believe. Many refused to believe. He is that great light, people of God, that the prophet prophesied about. Look at verse 17 of Matthew 4. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we see, people of God, after Jesus' baptism, and after all his testing that he went through, he came out so filled up with the Spirit that he came out preaching and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is here. Jesus' message was similar to John the Baptist's message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John was now imprisoned, but the word hasn't stopped. The word was still to be proclaimed, and Jesus was now proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom has come because Christ the King has come. People of God, Christ came. When he first came, he came to set up a spiritual kingdom. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to clean up and to fix up the hard condition of men, So we see, people of God, the King has come to reign in our hearts. The King has come to live that life in us that only He can live and prevent us from stumbling. The King has come to shine the light in our hearts so that we will not walk in darkness. The King has come so that we can see that great light and walk without stumbling. So we see Jesus came and saying, repent, change your mind, change your heart, change, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And people of God, to be truthful, we have to come to understand that once you have decided to follow Jesus, it means change. It means change. So we have to come to understand and count the cost. Are we willing to change? Are we ready to change? Christ means change. Are we ready to embrace change? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The rulership of God in the lives of His people. The word of God tells us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the rulership of Jesus in your life, and everything else will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So we see, people of God, that Jesus' message was similar to that of John the Baptist. John the Baptist preached, repent, change your ways, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus came and preached that same message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here. The King has come. So the kingdom of heaven has come to earth. The kingdom has come because Christ the King has come. Look at verse 18 of Matthew 4. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Look at verse 19. The word said, then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Look at these words that Jesus used, people of God. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. Imitate me. Copy me. Emulate me. And I will make you. You can't make yourself fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. So Jesus promised that He will work through His disciples to make them fishers of men, to make them go forth and evangelize, and lost souls will come to know Jesus Christ. I believe He's saying the same words to us this evening. He's saying the same words to us. Follow me. Imitate me, Church of God. Copy me. And I will make you. You can't make yourself. I will make you fishers of men. I will make you go forth and reap the harvest of souls. The Lord is calling us, children of God, to come back to evangelism, to come back to that place of going forth again and telling others that Jesus saves. People of God, we see where He called these disciples and said these words, follow me. And I will make you. I'm going to be the one to make you fishers of men. You are going to go, and many lost souls will come to me because of the words that you are going to preach. So follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. People of God, let us come to understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. So we have to understand that He's calling us to go with His word, not our words. Our words can't save anybody. Our words don't have any weight. But people of God, the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's when it's piercing the hearts of men, you and I can't see it when it's piercing the hearts of men, but it does pierce the hearts of men, oh, people of God, and it is has the ability to save. The word of God has the ability to save. We must understand this truth. So when we go with the word of God, we know that those who hear, people of God, The word will bring that conviction, and the word will be able to save those souls. So Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Look at verse 20. The word said they immediately left their nets and followed him. They immediately left their nets and followed Jesus. So we see, people of God, these words were spoken with such authority that these two men could not resist the call, but immediately left their nets and followed him. We see, children of God, these words were spoken with such authority that these two men could not resist the call, but immediately left their nets and followed him. Children of God, the Lord is calling us to walk in the authority that he has given us. The Lord is calling us to go forth with the word of God, and knowing that the word has the ability to save, let us know that the word of God is our final authority. So when we go with the word of God, the word will do the work. So we see, after he spoke to these disciples, they did not hesitate. They immediately left their nets and followed Jesus. So we see, people of God, we have been given that same authority to go in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the word, and to go and to tell others that Jesus saves. So let us not hesitate, children of God, but as the Holy Spirit prompts us, let us go forth and tell others about the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 21. Verse 21 of Matthew chapter 4. The word said, going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them. People of God, look at it. He was going on from there. He saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them. Look at what happened in verse 22. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So we see, children of God, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, responded to Jesus' call immediately. They responded to Jesus' call immediately. They left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. We don't see anything written here where they say, Father, we're coming back, or we are going to do this or that before we come. The word said immediately. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. People of God, when Jesus calls us, he's looking for immediate response. When Jesus calls us, he's looking for an immediate response. So many times we come up with all sorts of excuses, people of God. So many times we have so many other things to do before we can follow Jesus. So many times some of us say, oh, we have to retire first before we can truly follow Jesus. But people of God, our lives, our times are in God's hands. If he calls you now, respond to the call immediately like these disciples of old. They did not hesitate. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. People of God, there's something about the call of Jesus. There's something about the authority in that voice that calls. And when he calls us, children of God, let us not come up with all our excuses. Sometimes we have so many excuses. We have to do this first. We have to do that first. We have to accumulate a certain amount of money first. But people of God, when the Lord sends us, he will make the provision. So he's calling us, just like all these disciples, people of God. They immediately left their livelihood. This was what they do for a living. The word said they were in the boat with Zebedee, their father. This was their fishing business. But the word tells us when Christ called them, they immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. They did not even say, you know, why are we going to, how is he going to manage? How is our father going to manage? People of God, they left their boat and their father and immediately they followed Jesus. Look at verse 23. The word said, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. So we see, people of God, Jesus' ministry was not just preaching and teaching, but he also went about healing all kinds of diseases among the people. So we see, people of God, Jesus came to make humanity whole. He came so that we might be made whole, people of God. He came so we might have spiritual wholeness, emotional wholeness, mental wholeness, physical wholeness, social wholeness. He came that we might be made whole. So he came preaching the gospel of the kingdom and teaching the word of God, but he also healed. He healed all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. So we see, people of God, Jesus came to make us whole. He came and he's concerned about us walking in wholeness. So he did not just preach the gospel alone. And people of God, he's calling us and sending us out in the authority of his name, people of God, that we can go and through the power of the Holy Spirit, lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. People of God, we have to see more of the demonstration of the power of the Spirit in our lives, children of God. Paul said, I don't come to you with only mere words, but with a demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. And we see, people of God, where Jesus demonstrated the power of the Spirit in him, where he went about preaching, teaching the kingdom, and healing also all sorts of sicknesses and diseases among the people. Look at verse 24 of Matthew 4. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. People of God, we see his fame went throughout all Syria. So he didn't have to go to broadcast all that he was doing. His fame went throughout. So when we are operating in the Spirit, when we are allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us, people of God, we don't have to go and to advertise ourselves. Jesus didn't have to advertise himself, but his fame spread throughout all Syria. They heard of this great rabbi who was not only preaching the word, but he was healing the sick. People of God, of all the various kind of diseases among them. And what happened is that this word spread throughout all Syria. And they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments. And those who were demon-possessed. We had epileptics and paralytics. And he healed them. Children of God, we see that he healed them. He didn't say, okay, you're coming from Syria. You are not Jews. No, he healed them. He came for all of humanity. He came first to the lost sheep of Israel. He came first to his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. So we see, people of God, that he came and he preached the word of the kingdom, but he also healed those who were sick and afflicted with various disease and torments. He doesn't want us to live in torment, people of God. He wants us to be made whole. So we see, people of God, where he healed the epileptics and the paralytics and all those who were demon-possessed. People of God, they were delivered. They were set free by the power of God. So we see Jesus going forth in the power of the Spirit, doing good, people of God. And he went about doing good throughout all the time of his ministry here. That's all he can do. He can only do good. So he went about preaching the word of God and healing all their diseases. Look at the last verse in Matthew chapter 4, verse 25. The Bible said, great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judah, and beyond the Jordan. So we see, people of God, a great multitude followed him. These were not only Jews from Galilee and from Decapolis. Decapolis is a 10 Gentile city. And we see that Gentiles were also coming to him. So great multitude followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judah and beyond the Jordan. So we see, people of God, he did not only come for the Jewish nation, he came for all of humanity. And great multitude, when his fame spread throughout all the land, great multitude came to hear him and to be healed of him. So people of God, we have to go with the word of God, but we also have to go in the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can see a demonstration of the power of the Spirit in our lives. Just as how Jesus went about his ministry and great and mighty works were done, he said, greater works will we do also. So people of God, we are called as children of God to go in the power of the Holy Spirit and to watch as he confirms his words with signs and wonders. So we have to go and knowing that this is also for us today, to walk in that authority, to walk in the power of the Spirit, and to do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has sent us to do. So we just thank God that God is still at work today in our lives. He is the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed. And he wants us to be made whole in every area of our lives. So he wants us to go forth in the ministry that he has called us to. And he wants to do that work through us that we can't humanly do. So as we go in his power and in his name and in his fame, we are going to see great and mighty works done among us. God bless you all. We have come to the end of chapter 4 of Matthew. And next week, we will go on to chapter 5. God bless you. And thank you all for coming out and listening to this word. And we pray that we will be like the disciples who immediately responded to the call of Jesus. And we also need to respond to him as he calls us. So let us continue to go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit to do his work. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you that you're calling us, oh God, to that place of maturity in you, Jesus, where we will go forth in your power, declaring your word, oh God, and that we will go in your authority and in your power, laying hands on the sick and see great and mighty signs and wonders done among us. So as we come, O God, in the name of Jesus, we pray you empower us for service, that we will go and do your will. Father, we thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people and what you are doing in this season. As we look to you and give thanks in Jesus' precious name, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And may you continue to live the word and show for Jesus Christ. Blessings. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477.